Case number 10,604, 26 Center LLC, Northeastern 3334. A special use exception to place a billboard and a variance from the maximum allowable square footage of a billboard. Variance from maximum height requirement, variance from setback requirement from dwelling, church, school, public lands, or another sign, and a variance from the front and side yard setback.
Name and address, please.
Andrew Timmons, 72 West Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970.
Do you swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thank you for your time tonight. Wanted to give you an updated handout.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Opposite end, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm here this evening requesting permission to place billboards on our property. The property's been in our family since the 1950s and has been used for commercial purposes on and off for the entire time we have owned it. The site is approximately 36 acres, 10 of which are zone C1, and we have 676 feet of road frontage on Route 20. Is it okay if I give you a little bit of background about the application? Okay. The billboards would be constructed of salt-treated pylons and are highlighted in green on the handout that I just gave you, page 2. Billboard A is a dual-sided lighted 12 by 48, and billboard B is dual-sided, double-stacked, lighted, and is 10 by 30. A property, little history here, the property was rented by Oakwood Homes for years. However, in 2008, they terminated their lease. So it currently has no tenant in place and generates little to no income. The proposed billboards are in an area that is almost entirely zoned commercial. If you turn to page 3, just for your convenience, I included a copy of the zoning in that area from the county, Sussex County zoning map. Mother Goose Daycare and Parker's Commercial Complex are located just south of the site on Route 20. And Thurgood Concrete Plant abuts our site at the rear. Sussex Lumber abuts our property at the north. And Pine Ridge Barns is located directly opposite the proposed billboard location. And I've included some photographs of the area just to remind you what the site looks like. Within about a half-mile radius going northwest and south, there's a variety of single-stack and double-stack billboards already in the area on both Route 113 and Route 20. We feel this is an ideal location, considering it has always been in a good spot where southbound traffic turns off of Route 113 to head to Bethany and Fenway. Answer any questions that you might have.
So the site would be the same as what the one is now on the north end? At the same site? You're just going to double stack it?
Now the proposed billboard location A, there is nothing currently there. And the proposed billboard location B, there's nothing currently there.
Right, but the one photo on the northbound lane shows a billboard there.
Yeah, in the northern end of the property, it's been there for.
So that's yours also?
Yes.
How many billboards are presently on the property?
On this parcel one. Parcel 79.
And you want to put another one on the same parcel, or two more on the same parcel?
Yeah, we have, in talking with Len Rogers, he mentioned that it was important to have 300 feet of road frontage on the same side of the road. And we had a surveyor out there, Miller and Lewis, and they determined there was a little over 676 feet of road frontage. We went ahead and did the math on it and came up with two more locations. Property has been listed for lease for a little over 2 years. Just not a whole lot going on right around there. I guess BJ's and Lowe's are getting most of the action.
There's not a lot going on everywhere.
Yeah, it's right. It is pretty quiet out there. We do have a billboard business and have had for years, and it seems to be the only thing that's really doing much right now.
Is all cleared land?
It's all cleared land, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The 10-acre C1 parcel, which is the front end of this parcel, is cleared. If you go to the very back of this parcel 79, there is some wooded, lightly wooded areas along the creek. It's the traffic count in this area. Or between 10 and 20,000 trips per day, so it's pretty active. Between Theragoods Concrete, with their trucks roaring up and down there, and just the beach traffic in July and August, it's a pretty good little area. We think it's going to do well. Billboard values right in that area, around 20, are pretty bad westbound, but eastbound are pretty good.
What's the need for the one height variance?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason we need that is.
And which one is that for?
That is your B location. And it's a 35-foot piling. And the way it was described to me by Gordon Mariner is that 5 feet of that 30-foot pole will be in the ground, 8 of it will be piling. And then that's where the first sign would start. And of course, it's 10 feet, and there's a 2-foot separation. So when you do all that math, it's 30 feet high out of the ground. So it would be 5 feet above what you guys require. In talking to Dennis Marvel, he mentioned, and I have not got a cost estimate yet, but there's only a 20% cost difference when you are constructing four billboards versus two, and it just seemed like it made a whole lot more sense in this area to go with the two additional boards for just 20% more money invested.
Have you considered a monopole?
I did, and a good friend of mine, Jerry Hocker, actually just put two up on Route 26. They're about $60,000 a piece. I mean, this will be a location that we will convert to monopole. But right now, with the uncertainty of what we're going to do with the site, we felt like, well, we might need to nudge it 5 feet this way or that, and it could get pretty expensive to do that, from what I understand. We want to clean the site up. We've done a good job since about 2002 in reducing what was there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some pretty good aerial photos. You probably don't need to see them.
No, we have done.
We're getting there.
Yep.
We're getting there. And we want to keep, and we feel that might be one of the reasons it's had weak showings and weak interest. But it would help the whole area if we could continue with what we've been doing. And eventually, once we plan the site, go with a steel monopole.
Mm-hmm.
It demands a little bit more money. Advertisers are willing to spend a little bit more for that kind of look.
And the variance from the 300-foot clearance is necessitated by other signs, correct? Not dwellings, churches, or schools?
Yes, sir. The
that's the old dilapidated.
Yeah, that's let's see here. Yeah, any billboard variance, setback variance would be due to a billboard that's opposite
of
the road, not on the same side of the road, and is a billboard that we own. It's a separate tax ID parcel, separate deal.
So, but it's not affected by any churches or schools or public management, anything like that with?
Well, we've got...
feet.
It's all dwellings.
Yeah, they're dwellings and they're zone C1. It's interesting, the entire area, as you can see from the map, is a C1 area. So there are, we own two of the dwellings that are family-owned, and then two we do not. And they, those two require the smallest variance, a 56.3 and a 57.6. But the two that require the larger variance are houses that we rent. And in fact, one of them we don't even rent, we just are helping a fellow out.
So the existing billboard on the west side of 334 is yours also, correct?
Yes, on the, yes, west side, correct.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board? Gabe?
No, sir.
Do we have numbers for the front and side yard variances on there?
Oh, it actually was labeled improperly.
Okay.
There are no front yard variances needed, and there are no side yard variances needed, so a little overkill there. Probably got you a little scared, but...
I just want to make sure we were going to include them.
I think Susan just wanted to make sure all bases were covered in advertising it. It's just, yeah, we've got that. We've got those met.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hutz? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10604. In my opinion, it's the ideal spot for billboards. I don't believe it offers sense of character in the neighborhood. And it's good to make reasonable use of the existing property.
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that if you'll amend that the... as applied for the front and side setback variances aren't necessary.
Okay. Want to amend it to that the side yard and what was it?
Item number five, the variances aren't needed for the front and
number
side.
Number five, yard. Yeah, that number five. Yeah. Eliminated. Okay. We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10604. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.